Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, February the 8th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's move on to today's show and see what we've got. Well, I'm going to start the show today with a discussion of the consequences of the dreadful debt situation that we find ourselves in today. Since the major media will not even really cop to the existence of a debt problem, they are hardly likely to discuss the consequences. And so this is one of the major themes that I do on the Wake Up Call here, and I shall be referring to that at the opening of my show today. Right, well, now the next thing we will talk about is the signs of the horrific downturn which is at hand. And I'm going to give you another resume of the kind of things to look for. It is very grim, and most people will be caught totally unawares. But you, my faithful listeners, hopefully will be fully prepared, and so life will definitely not go on as normal, but you will be in a position to take the necessary steps. Well, as part of the general downturn, I am here to tell you that the total number of people going bust last year in England and Wales is at the highest level since 2011. And I say this because I don't want you to think that it's only the United States that's having trouble. Britain is also seriously feeling the winds of change, and until they become totally undeniable and apparent, the press will not help to smooth the way. Then I will talk about the Never Trump resistance movement, and then a few comments about the Roger Stone indictment. Then I will give you a number of steps you can take to ensure that your assets and your freedom will be safe and sound, regardless of the political winds of change. Well, the State of the Union speech just took place, and so I'll give a little 30-second comment on that. And then to finish with a couple of minutes on some of the good things that Trump has done, which are not necessarily outweighed by the bad, but they are not as significant as the things which really we need to see change in order to give the Trump presidency some semblance of credibility. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows independently so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please feel free, select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the most recent 3 shows because that gives you an idea of how I treat the day-to-day machinations in the world. So let me finish by giving you my details, my email address, which is on the Podbean page. You should be looking at it, but let me give it to you anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's again, rwlmartin, that's me, my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I shall give you the information on both of those. You can reach me at Facebook by going to www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And finally, my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. Again, my initials, RM Wake Up Call. One word, lowercase, no punctuation. So with that, it remains for me to wish you an excellent weekend. I will be back on Monday. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.